Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show, Message of Concern. I would like to can you hear me, Brother Imeen?
Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, I can hear you good. I hear you well.
Okay, you know what? I was on here when y'all went off, but they wouldn't let me click back over because wouldn't click over to start this new show, the new Message of Concern. They told me no messages, no shows were scheduled for the next 24 hours. And so now I called.
I just put it in.
Oh, okay. Okay, then. Okay. I'll start the show then. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio Show, Message of Concern. This is September the 19th on a Tuesday, 2023. We'll open up by saying the Al-Fatiha. A'udhu billahi min shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Rahmani Rahim, Maliki Yawmi Ad-Din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amin. Blog Talk Radio Show, Message of Concern. As we know, the message of concern is concerned seriously about removal of all images from worship that portray divine, regardless to the color of the clay or the picture on the picture. Our next concern is the focus that we focus on is the psychological effect that the image has on the mind of our children. Because as we know, our children have to be recognized and not be forgotten. Okay. It's sponsored by Sister Clara Muhammad STEM School. S is for science. T is for technology. E is for engineering. And M is for math. And I say that this covers all of the Quran and El Islam, all of those areas there, and those focus, those topics. And it's also co-sponsored by Brother Imeen Muhammad from Los Angeles, California. And we pray that STEM school will multiply and be an effect and effective to the ones who need it and who can use it and the right ones and get in the hands of the right ones. Okay. Now, we want to also let you know at the beginning, if you have any questions or you want to participate as far as sharing any messages of concern as far as the message of concern that we focus on first, you know, then you can just push one on your phone and see that. You'll be brought into the queue, and your mic will be opened. And we do think we do encourage and request or expect your participation, because this is a we help each other situation here, and we also talk about other topics, you know, like reparation and other things as we go along. But we do on this day, Tuesdays and Sundays, we like to try and focus on the children, at least the first hour, okay, first hour of this program. And then the second hour, the first hour is from 7 until 8, second hour is from 8 until 9. So that way, if the second hour wants to talk about anything else, or would like to talk about anything else, then we will welcome it. And we will give, we will participate as well. But the first half, we want to and would like to focus on the topic of the psychological effects that the image has on the mind of the world's children. First of all, our children have to know about their history, about their culture, about the original religion, and about the religion of Islam now that they're in. And even if it's Christian children, they also have to know their history. So we try and cover it all and touch on it all. Okay? We know about the schools now. They're starting back up. They have started up. And we're concerned about the new strain of the virus that we have. We're concerned about the new strain of the virus that we have and on the way. I mean, not full blast as yet, but precautions are being taken because there have been incidents in 10 states where the virus have started to bloom again. We want to go back to the face mask and the social distancing and the sanitizing of the hands, which is good at all times, really. We would like to make sure that we keep that focus. And our children must also be taught that as well. Now, they're not doing like they did when the virus first came out. They're not as serious about it, doesn't seem to be, because a lot of people still not wearing masks, a lot of people still not sanitizing their hands, and a lot of people are still not using social distancing. That means like, certain distance between you and the person in front of you or the person behind you. Okay, for our own safety. Okay, and the children are not staying home like they were before and being home, being taught at home, home teaching. They're not doing it now or as strict on it as it was before, like last year even, And they send the children back to school, same routine that they had prior to the virus blossom out. And they're not really being as cautious as they should, because we know that this thing has been under different topics, different times, and it most likely was the coronavirus all along, because even when it was called, when the tuberculosis was called consumption, tuberculosis is like partners and sisters, brothers, whatever, to this virus, because you get all the symptoms, you have a respiratory problem with this virus. So that's what tuberculosis is. It's a lung problem, which is respiratory, the breathing in, and out. So we have to take all those things in consideration, look at all those things, and be cautious in particular about all those things in all those areas. If anyone else wants to consider anything at this time, just do it as I had requested, please. And we welcome your comments or your question or input. Just press 1 on your receiver and you'll be brought into the queue and your mic will be open. Okay, I'm trying to hold on with your hand. Okay. Nobody wants to meet the new virus going around. We will, according to CNN. It says coronavirus, latest news on the COVID-19 global pandemic. And we will leave you. Okay. Alerts that matter to you. Select the topic for which you would like to be updated regularly. Okay. Well, first of all, we wouldn't want to miss any of the news on it, you know, from all 50 states. We definitely will not want to miss any of the news on it. We want to hear the breaking news, which is the latest update on major events, of course, and then top headlines, exclusives, and stories people are talking about. Okay? And we listen particularly in the United States. We don't want to miss news from all 50 states, the U.S. politics, and election. These are just, but we, you know, we are emphasizing now. We're focusing on the thought. So that's what we're going to turn to. And that will be the health area. We read it yesterday when the brothers were on. I had it up and I did read it to them. It seems like today they're not bringing me up to date like I want them to be able to read it to you on the census program. Okay, it says health officials tracking new COVID variant spotted in 10 states. Here, right there. Okay, and it says new COVID variant. And this is the name of this new COVID variant, is capital B, capital A, dot 2.86, spotted in 10 states through 10 states, though a highly mutated strand remains rare. I don't know how the mutated strand is going to remain. Okay, anyway. People across at least 10 states have now been infected by the BA286, a highly mutated variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 that authorities have been closely tracking. According to data tallied from the Global Virus Database, GISAID, GISAID Labs have reported finding BA.2.86 in samples from Colorado, Maryland, Michigan, New York, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Texas, Virginia, and Washington. Estimates suggest BA.2.86 still remains a small fraction of new COVID-19 cases nationwide. Too few sequences of the virus have been reported to show up on centers for disease control and prevention biweekly variant estimates, which still show that a long list of closely related capital X, capital B, capital B variant descendants are driving virtually all infections around the country. Okay. So this is an example of a little tiny cabin of about 290 feet with Amazon interior. That since the diversity is less than what appears, many of these lineages actually have identical spike sequences. We've observed this before, where we see convergent evolution and viruses evolving to have the same substitutions, said Natalie Thornburg, a laboratory branch in the CDC's coronaviruses and other respiratory viruses division. Lomberg, who was speaking at a meeting of the agency's vaccine advertisers last week, said it was still too early to know if BA2.86 will be of any significant circulation. Health authorities do believe BA2.86 is continuing to spread widely around the world after scientists first voiced concern in August over the strain's large number of mutations. And I will be finished in a minute. Bear with me. Not that long. We are concluding this because some of the people infected with BA2.86 do not have known links to other infected individuals and did not recently travel to an area with known cases of illness from BA2.86. The CDC said Friday in a risk assessment, several countries have reported finding the variant in either wastewater samples or tests from people infected, including provinces in Canada. And CDC's airport testing program has also picked up signs of the strain in arriving travelers abroad. While it remains too early to say how transmissible the variant could be compared to other strains on the rise, officials say BA2.86 has so far proved it has the ability to drive outbreaks. This is not long, people. If I can get through this with you, it will be very helpful. Okay. It says nearly two dozen nursing home residents were infected by the BA.2.86 variant in a cluster of cases late last month, officials in the United Kingdom reported. At this point, although we've got limited clinical data on the cases who have been reported, there isn't evidence that it is causing more severe illness, but it's something we'll continue to track. Hannah Kirking of the CDC's COVID-19 Epidemiology Task Force said Thursday at an event hosted by the Infectious Disease Society of America. And then it says this BA2.86 drive, a new surge this winter? They're asking that question. Could BA2.86 drive a new surge this winter? The CDC has described early research findings as reassuring about the variant so far, suggested it might not be as capable of evading the body's immune defenses as initially feared. Vaccine manufacturers have also said their data suggests the updated COVID-19 shots now being rolled out should also work against BA.2.86. What to know about the updated COVID shots for fall 2023? COVID flu and RSV expert advice for protecting yourself as virus season approaches. Research on BA.2.86 so far largely relies on pseudoviruses, which are other viruses marked up in a lab to mimic BA.2.86 distinctive mutations. Better findings will need to use viruses grown from actual samples of infected patients, a process which is now underway. CDC has generated two authentic isolates of BA.2.86, one confirmed and one putative. One confirmed and one putative. We are in the process of distributing BA.2.86 viruses to multiple labs, to do transmission studies, more neutralization studies against lots of different kinds of sera, said Thornburg. For now, officials have expressed guarded hope about signs the current late summer wave of COVID-19 driven by other variants has passed its peak. One leading indicator of the virus, emergency department visits, has been trended down in recent weeks. Past years have seen renewed upticks of the virus return in the colder months, alongside influenza and RSV. Respiratory science. universe, or respiratory syncytial viruses. The CDC says it's too early to figure out how the BA.2.8 variant will factor into its modeling for the coming respiratory virus season. Meanwhile, scientists have already tracked BA.2.86 beginning to evolve into at least two different branches. Cases from both sublineages have been spotted in the U.S. So far, among the handful of cases reported globally so far, that's likely the tip of the iceberg, given that we know we don't have complete sequencing coverage, Cooking said. Okay, ending up to say that coronavirus pandemic, DeSantis injections presidential politics into the COVID vaccine debate. And then why officials aren't calling this year's COVID shots boosters. Looking for the new COVID booster, here's where to get the shot. Why the CDC recommends everyone get a new COVID shot this fall. I'm sorry. And it says more and more. You can go to your computer and look at this because it's going to be more reading and more questions asked and more of the epidemic being out there. Here, this man here is in the hospital. And it says COVID hospitalizations climb for second week. Is it a summer surge? You know. Well, anyway, they're saying that study finds 1 in 4 who eat healthy snacks poorly. It would be good day by day to read the update, because it changes so fast. It really does. So it would behoove everybody to just keep up on it and the best you can. And okay. Does anybody have any input yet as far as this virus is concerned? But, I didn't see it yet, but this virus is going to be, mark my word, worse than the others, because they're holding back so much from it. And I can feel that. They're holding back so much from it until they're taking it slowly but surely, because they don't want everybody to get aroused and upset about it. That's my input. And they're almost like they're demanding that everyone takes this shot now, which they don't call it booster anymore because it was the word. You know, words make people, some words make them afraid and leery and skeptical or hesitant, whichever one you want to use, both all meaning similar, but still, you know, this one is the tough, I believe. Because they can't put their thumbs on anything. And they're encouraging right away even babies from six months or something like that to take this this shot, which they no longer call booster because of the frightening word booster. They cause people not to take it. But, yeah. But each day, inshallah, that I'm on, I like to have give a little bit of insert about it. I kept up on it for myself personally before, and I would read a little bit to Blog Talk Radio Show audience. But this time, I think I'm going to dig a little deeper and give a little bit more information, because we look back at the percentage of people last year that didn't make it to this year, or even the year before, that didn't make it to this year. So that means that it's serious. It's going to be a serious thing. Excuse me, yes. Oh, okay. But anyway, that's that. Now, Sister Sharifa, is Sister Sharifa around? No? Okay. Well, we don't have Sister Sharifa around this time. That means it's on. There she is. I believe that's her. I think that's her. It popped up. No, it couldn't be Quran. I saw something. Quran?
Assalamu alaikum.
Alexa, I was thinking you were Sister Sharifa because she usually pops up like that when I call, but then I noticed the numbers between yours and Brother Suja's, and I said, oh, no, that's theirs. Okay. And anytime you want to participate, Sister Ron, feel free to. You know, I know you tell us about the foods and the plants and all that we're supposed to partake in our system to fight off stuff, you know, but a lot of us eating on the run. And anyway, you have something to say.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. I do want to elaborate on what you were saying about they are trying to, the people trying to, you know, insist that take shots, you know, take those shots and everything. And I said to myself, when is they got so concerned that they want to make sure that the African-Americans take shots? Either they're trying to wipe us out, so why they want to try to save our lives now by telling us, forcing us to take the shot? Ain't nobody sick. I mean, if you think about it, my sister, every year during the wintertime, there always was some type of virus.
Right.
There always was something. You know, you remember, that was always, yeah. And so that's what I can't understand. And so, and only those that basically that got it is the one that indulged in that pork and that alcohol. And that's what Allah said. Don't let alcohol pass your lips, and don't eat the pork. Because look, that's where the virus is in. And then when that virus first came out, the first thing that what they did is they stopped selling so much alcohol, and they took the pork off the. They took the pork. Let me say they stopped. Slaughtered. No. They shut down the pork factory. And it was the Jews on top of that. They the one, that's a shame. I said, and they the one that had the pork factory. Ain't that something? I'd be ashamed to say it. I'd be ashamed to let them know that. They follow the Ten Commandments. They're Jews. Jews follow the Ten Commandments. Yes, they don't eat pork. But they had a pork factory.
But not only that, they even had a place that says that they can kosher pork. They had that out before. I'm telling you, that's a fact.
I'd be ashamed to even let somebody put the G, the J-E-W behind it. I said, dang. That's crazy. That says something. So they try to kill you, and then they try to give it to your children. We don't get sick like that. Well, the majority of the African-American people do not get sick like that.
That's right. Not even during the Christmas time. When we weren't even Muslims, we didn't even know about Muslims. But the grandmothers and all would give the children turpentine on almost a teaspoon, a half teaspoon of sugar, she said, to run the worms away from all the candy and sweets they ate during the Christmas.
And you know what? You know what really was from, too? Also, another thing. They did not, you know, we used to drink the milk, you know, drink the milk from the cow. They didn't pasteurize it. The milk wasn't pasteurized. That's why we could get so much worms all the time, because they didn't pasteurize the milk. We just drank the milk straight from the cow. And, you know, the cow eats, you know, when they eat the grass and all of the dirt and stuff like that, then they get the worms. They have the worms, seeds and everything be up in there.
Yeah, because that hay was expensive, and it still is. So they couldn't just eat them the right hay all the time.
And yep. then you got to be, and now they say you got to be careful dealing with the eating the cows now, because they got some kind of stuff, some chemical they putting in the hay. So
they
you don't know.
But they putting antibiotics in just about everything, chicken and everything, putting antibiotics in to make them big.
That's right.
Pieces and all.
And like I said, my cousin, I told you, he said he ain't took a bath in 3 years. He ain't got no head, no lights in the house, ain't no toilet, ain't no running water, and he did not get sick. He said, coronavirus who? I'm telling you, I ain't never seen nothing like it.
Miracles. Even though we know Allah is not in the business of creating miracles, but still, you know, some people it's just... I can go into something else about that, but some people just like that.
Yeah. That's right. And so I don't know why they're pushing to take the shot, to take all this. I'm telling you, I was looking up the chemicals in that, and one of those chemicals that they have, the one of the main chemicals that they have in that shot, they take the medicine evaporates from a rock. That's crazy. That was it right there. So I ain't lying. I'm telling you. So they just said, and they pushing it. I don't see them taking it. I don't see, not one time I saw that they was giving it to their child. I'm telling you. And then all of them be giving the shots be the Caucasians. So we have to be very careful about that.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
All we have to do is, Allah says, for every disease, there's a cure. Allah
says.
That's
true. Mm-hmm.
So it's right there. It's in the plants. It's right there, the plants. All these plants. Why do you think we never did? Because I can't ever remember going to the hospital when I was. I ain't never been in the hospital when I was a child. I won't think I even went to the doctor. I don't think we ever went to the doctor when I was a child.
No, me either. I didn't. I had my first child.
That's when I first had my baby. That's when I was in the hospital and I cried. I cried all the way to the operating room. I don't know why I cried. I just cried. I just started crying every time.
That's a happy moment. I mean, people cry for different reasons. They cry for sadness and they cry for happiness. So
no, do you know why I cried? Do you know why I was crying? Because I was helpless. I was helpless. That's why. I was helpless because it was nothing but they was wheeling me, you know, to the operating room because I had to have a cesarean, and I was helpless. I couldn't do nothing. Because they had me strapped down and everything. I was helpless. So that means they could have done anything to me, and nothing I could do about it. That's what it was.
You were going into surgery. You were going into surgery. That's why you were strapped down. That's why you were helpless.
I know, but I cried each time.
Okay.
But I cried each time. Uh-huh. So anyway, so that's what I wanted to say about that shot. They said they're trying to force you to take it, but ain't nobody sick. I ain't never seen. Ain't nobody sick. And they lied. They talk about Louisiana something had something about somebody. I said, well, I ain't seen nobody sick, and I don't know nobody that's sick that got it. Alhamdulillah. That's what I wanted to say. It's in the pork and it's in the alcohol. That's what that'll break down your system. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, good information. I don't know where all the noise is coming from. Probably with an advantage of microphone. Well, okay, Sister Karan. Thank you for your input. Does anybody else have any input out there about this virus? I know our children I know they are upset again. It's going to be worse later on as it gets colder. Because they're changing the horses in the middle of the stream. Instead of them going on starting out now and letting the parents know they're going to need to homeschool those children or get them to somebody's home who's having homeschooled, you know, they should go on and tell them that now instead of waiting until later on when it gets cold and people can't leave their houses and, I mean, and the weather prohibits a lot of things, you know. Then I guess they'll up and try to tell you something. And it's only going to make things worse, only going to make matters worse.
And what we need to do is start teaching our children how to survive. You know what, I when they said, remember the time they were showing about this airplane that had crashed, and then only one that survived was a four-year-old child and some more children, you know, that had, you know, maybe about two or three or four, I'm not sure how many was behind her, but they went into the woods. They say they stayed in those woods for 40 days, and they survived. Mm. And how they survived is that the four-year-old knew what to eat and what not to eat, and that's how they survived during that. Yeah, that's what they said. You know, that's what they say, the four-year-old did it. So I said, oh, they must have really taught her well. But the moral of the story is that that's what we need to start teaching. We don't know what, now the moral of the story is that you don't know, we can't say, oh, you don't know what could happen. And our children need to know how to survive. They need to know how to, because they might be somewhere and if you don't let them know that, don't eat this. When you go to a party, you let them know. Like I tell my children all the time, say, when you go to a party and you be drinking, don't leave your drink.
Party?
Like when you go a party, yeah, P-A-R-T-Y. Yeah, P-A-R-T-Y. When I say drinking, I'm talking about water, soda, all of that.
Okay.
You could be water or soda,
okay.
Whatever you're drinking,
okay.
Don't leave your drink.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you go have to go to the restroom, you have to take your drink to the restroom because you don't know what somebody going to put into your drink. Down here, they call them Mickey. I thought a Mickey was when they were saying, anyway, that's a liquor they called Mickey. People started laughing at me one time when I was saying, I thought that'll kill you. They started laughing at me because I didn't know they had a drink called Mickey. But what it is the true story. I had a good friend. He was going to be a famous basketball player, you know. And what happened was him and his friends took him out. He went to the restroom, and what they did, they called it a Mickey. They put a Mickey in his drink, you know, because they just want to see how, that's what they sometimes they'll do, you know, they just want to see how they react and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they put that Mickey in that drink, you know, what was going on, and he died. And then they took his body, and you know, during that time in the country, so they have their windows up, so he took his body, and they went and put it in and laid it in the bed, in his bed, and when his mom woke up, when she went to wake him up, you know, he was dead. But they wasn't charged for it. They never got charged for it because, you know, it was like an accident. And then that was the mom. No, it was a friend. It was their friend. But, you know, those young men were straight-A students, and they were good basketball players, and they ended up becoming – they didn't become nothing. I guess because that affected them so bad. They didn't do well. They didn't do well at all. They didn't function.
Mm-hmm.
They're
conscious.
Because, and that's what I'm saying. So you let your children know that don't ever leave your drink. You don't know what somebody put up in your drink. I'm telling you, they'll put pee in it. I know some people used to do that. But it's true. So let your children know, don't leave your drink when you go to a party, when you go somewhere, don't leave your drink. Don't leave it. Take it with you. Alhamdulillah. Those are true stories. Yeah, let's go to something else now.
Okay, what do you want? I'll tell you what. What should we do about setting up a strategy for these, this is a holiday season, they call it. You got Thanksgiving coming up for the children, you know, then you got the Christmas, well, Halloween, they call it, you know, but still, you know, we as Muslims know better, you know, than Halloween and all this kind of stuff. Now, what kind of like a little lesson session, first half of the program, the first 30 minutes of the program, the Dr. Radio Show, we can have some special for the children or the youth that can be passed on about Halloween, you know, the truth about it. And then when it comes time for Thanksgiving, the same thing, and Christmas, the same thing, you know, New Year's, the same thing. You know, we can work out a lesson plan, something like that, for those times, and spend maybe a portion of the blog. I'm trying to think of an interesting way to make it interesting to me, because I don't like boring people, but I do like sharing. The things I like to share, no, the other people may call me, oh, here she go with all this those.
Are you talking about on Blog Talk? That's what you're saying. Are you talking about Blog Talk?
On our show.
Oh yeah, our show.
Talk,
oh okay,
show.
Okay.
On Tuesdays and Sundays. When we have it. Right.
That sounds good.
Yeah. You know, because Commissioner Will Armina, I'm not going to be on no more. I don't think I want to do Blog Talk Radio Show no more. I think I want to do something else pertaining to the children in another way, because we're not, I don't know what else we can do.
What you said was good, because when you was saying what we could do, I was thinking the same thing, that we could get together and let them know about this falsehood, you know, about how Halloween came about, how did Christmas come about, how those things came about, you know, and the reason why we don't celebrate them and all that kind of stuff like that. What was taught to us, yes, that's what we're supposed to do, right?
And use some Quran,
that's right,
mainly. You have to really, a lot of people, you know, we're getting away from reading the Quran. We don't even, a lot of people, so if I hear your husband, you know, he does it because he reads it and everything. But every now and then you hear some of the others, it seldomly quote from the Quran or use the Quran as a proof of what they're talking about, what their subject is, you know. And we have to learn also how to memorize where we get our information from, like a reference, so we can tell the people when we start talking about these things and explaining them to them, let them know what part of the Quran we got it from, or what part of the Bible we got the information from, you know, as proof. You know, those Christians can rattle off those by Mark, St. Luke, John, Matthews, and everything else. And there are a lot of Muslims who can do the same thing with the Quran. Well, that's what it's supposed to, that's what we're supposed to do. You know, be able
that's
to do
right.
That.
That's right. That's right. I agree. And then let them know that when they are troubled, and all the answers is right there in Holy Quran. Holy Quran, I bear witness. I had a problem. I just couldn't, you know, like sometimes things be on your mind, you can't shake it. And I just started reading and praying. Allah took it away. I woke up one morning, and Allah it was gone. I bear witness to that. So I'm telling you, it worked. And then when you talk, and then when people be talking, and like when you talk with someone, you know that they're not telling the truth about Almighty God, then you know, then you could stand. You don't have to go and say what I think or what somebody else say. You could say what Allah says right there in the Holy Quran, right there, and it's right there. You could, alhamdulillah, and that's what our children know. And that's why we really need our own school, as they say. We need to have our school where we could teach our children. We have to teach them. You're right. I ain't never read the Bible until I started doing those calendars. And when I read that, when I was reading the Bible, I said to myself, I said, wow, I said, they don't even read, the Christians don't read the Bible. If they read the Bible, they'll see all the truth that's in the Bible.
Mm.
And then they'll be coming up there hugging the Muslims, saying, As-salamu alaykum, because they got truth in the Bible.
Yeah.
Imam Wahdi Muhammad says, you just got to pull it out.
Oh, yeah.
And then I know my brother, he's a Christian, and he said himself, when I read the Bible, the way they got it written, it's almost like it try to make you can't understand. You can't understand some of the things because
exactly.
of the way they have it written.
Yeah, these,
even
these
said it himself.
And all that stuff.
Well, you won't understand, so you won't understand, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I know what thee mean when they said thee, and I know what thou mean when they said thou. So I have no problem with our children.
But the children. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the children. And then the way they word it, that's the main thing I'm talking about, the way they word it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right there. But they cannot mess up the truth. When they have the truth, they cannot mess that up. It got to come out. Mm-hmm. That will come out right all the time.
Excuse me for 1 second. Come on, we're going to ask. We're going to put it out there whether they want to participate or do it or not. Like I had mentioned, since we're all in this together, and all of it is a message of concern, whether it's concerning the children, what's concerning what's going on, you know, in the world, and as far as propagating the religion, whichever one it is, we're still all in this together. And we need to unite and work together and be productive. We speak about this all the time, being more productive and more successful in it. You know, if more people will participate in it and assist in it, you know, as a united front. You know, put in what you know, do what you can do. You know, do what you can do, and then that's keep on trying to do what you can do, and come up with
that's
other
right.
things. Look for something to do. You know, look for something to do. So since that's said that, I said maybe we could use the first hour of the program for folks that own the children, and we have done that since the program came on tonight. Now, if the brothers or anybody else, if we want to take another subject as far as the propagation, you know, like message of concern, moving racial images portrayed by from worship, or the reparation, or the family life, or any changeable other thing, you know.
I have something to say.
Okay.
I have to say is, and notice this on when you listen to YouTube when they talk about respiration, I hope I said it right, Shuja, but when they talk about that, and then when they talk about let's just stick on that right now. When they talk about that, I haven't heard now one of them, because I'm listening and I'm gonna listen again. I have not one of them mentioned the constitutional or the amendment, and it's right there in the constitutional and the amendment, and that's the law.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard not one speaker, and I'm talking about a speaker that be talking about on YouTube, you know, like that. I haven't heard not one of them spoke on that, and it's right there. So I don't know what they're crying for when it's right there.
Because
the law.
They have selective reading, like they have selective hearing and everything else. That's because they read what they want to read and get out of what they want to get out of it and forget about the rest.
Thing is that if you want to fight for something, especially dealing with the United States of America, and you want to have your rights, your human rights, your community rights, your civil rights, then it's right there written in the constitutional and the amendments, and that's what you go by, because those are the people, and get those numbers. That's what you go by right there. How you think they bringing Trump down? They use the constitutional to bring him down.
It's
trying to anyway.
It's the Constitution. Constitution.
Yeah, the Constitution.
Constitution.
Thank you. The Constitution of the United States of America, and the amendments. And then you know your community rights. Like I said, all that time that we talk about, they up in our community and they don't put nothing back into the community and they got all the store. I said, you can run them out. That's what my dad and them did. They ran the Italians out of the park, and they took over the stores, and all you have to do is just stop supporting them, and then they ain't giving nothing back. And see, they helped them. See, I had read this in the amendment. You cannot put up a store, and in a community, and don't give back, and it's against the law to put up for like the community is complete African Americans, and then the people that all the people got the stores is another race of people. That's against the law.
Really?
It's not supposed to be like that. Yes, that's against the law.
I can understand why it's against the law.
Ain't no community that dumb with everybody that dumb. That they don't know, they can't count.
Right.
That's against the law. And it's against the law if you don't put nothing back into the community. And they ain't putting nothing back into the community. What they're doing now, they're trying to buy these little bottles, the lots, and put these little track houses up there that you could burn down real quick, you know, like that. In 5 years, they don't look like nothing. So that's what they're going to do, because then after they get so many, they're going to tear them all down and build up their own and build up a whole other community of their own, try to take over your community.
Anyway.
Because what you did,
anyway.
you that's right. Because you got to remember one thing. When you get ready to go into a land, when you get ready to conquer, when you come into a country, you sell. What do you sell at? You sell into the best land and close to the water. That's what you always sell on the best land and close to the water. And so what they did is, like I had said before, when segregation came, they moved out. Because we was always in Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, for example. We always in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That was because we got a river. We got the Mississippi River that flows right through Baton Rouge, and it don't flood. I don't know why, but it do not flood. It do not flood. They had floods. So they moved out. When they moved out, they moved into the area where they had mudslides, and then they had things. I know in California they did that, but they had all kind of mudslides in here. They can't grow nothing. It's getting too hot, you know, out there. So now they want. That's why they put that crack in. Now they want. They want it back. They want to come back. They made a mistake. The children said, "Mom, they made a mistake." They didn't do it right. They should have put them out to leave the house. See, you don't leave your home. You put the trash out. You don't let the trash stay in your house and you get out. And they know that their parents made a mistake. And so that's why they're trying to get back into your community. But the crack didn't work either. So now they're trying something else. And what they're doing, they're trying to get the senior citizens, getting them all that medication, so they won't be able to teach the children all that medication that make you don't know who you are. Then you forget.
Make you forget.
Yeah, that's right. But forget everything except that I want some food. And then they got some they forget to eat. My mom one time she didn't eat. She forgot to eat. So that's what we have to teach our children, so they won't. That's what we really have to teach our children, and they are ready. They're ready. They're ready to know the teach them the truth. All they want to know is the truth. Like my son said, "Mama, we don't want to know what you feel or think. Just tell us the truth."
That's right.
Yeah, he said, "Just tell us the truth. We don't want to know what you feel or think. Just tell us the truth." And that's what we used to just tell our children the truth.
And save a lot of time on it.
That's right. Save a whole lot of time.
You don't have to be taking up so much time not telling the truth.
That's right. And then everybody's waiting on us anyway. They don't even know. Look. Diane, if we, for 400 years, I said it before, if for 400 years we was lied to and didn't know who we, and don't know who we are, that means that they was telling that lie, they was telling the lie, so they don't even know who they is either, because it ain't been written. They don't even know who they are. They waiting on us to tell them. They don't even know
who they really are.
Yeah, because they were, because their parents were telling them a lie the whole time.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, they used to say, and you remember when we was kids, they used to, on the TV, they always used to call their children, oh, he's just a little devil.
Yeah.
I love to do that. But they, when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad came out, they stopped calling each other the devil.
The real devil.
And then somebody asked them, they say, I'm just telling what Honorable Elijah Muhammad said now. And then they asked Honorable Elijah Muhammad, well, what about the little children? What about the little children? You know, the little babies and stuff like that. He said, they're just a baby devil. And they couldn't say that, but they could call their children that. Yeah, you said there's a baby devil. That's right. And they used to call their children that. They call, you remember, they used to call their children the devil. Right? Sure did. Call it, so they can't get mad about nothing because they call their own children that.
And then
when they, when somebody was doing something wrong, they'll show it like in a little background, you know, they had the little devil horn on and the head on and the fork in his hand. You remember that thing? they got mad when we found out. We said, okay, we know the truth. I'm telling you. So I don't want to get mad.
That's right.
We just said what they say. You were just saying what they, that's what us, they want us to do, to say what they want to say. So we said what y'all say. Y'all say y'all devils. So, y'all, okay, y'all devils. Yeah.
So we accept. Since y'all accepted your devils, we accept your devils.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Little devils. Baby devils. Baby devils.
That's right. That's right. That's what they. So alhamdulillah. So we ain't guilty of nothing.
No, we're not. You ask the brothers anything they want to ask. Brother Sujai, did he want to touch on preparation or anything? And none of you wanted to know. He just determined he's not going to help me when I get on. He's going to let me. It's all yours. It's all yours. You got it.
Alhamdulillah.
That's what
he
be saying. You got it.
We just have to invite some on, you know.
Yeah,
I know,
but
you
everybody, you know what?
That really have a lot of, you know, very intelligent.
Some people are doing their own thing. You're right, Karan, because I know quite a few to be on LinkedIn. The LinkedIn, you know, the business people and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so busy trying to get things together and to help out and to get the message out until they just can't find any spare time to do anything other than their work they have assigned themselves to do and their research and they want to get that message across, you know.
What is it, Daya, what it is, that's why we need it's time for us to use our youth. You know, there was a chapter here where brother said, our children get these smart, get these college education and doctors and lawyers and everybody using our children except for us.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody using our children except for us. And that's why, they go to school and get to college. They supposed to come back to us and teach us something. Or give something back to the community.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody, we are not using them. So that's what we have to do. We got to start get our children and bring them in. That's what we have to do.
That's true.
Even if we have to, Imam Wardi Muhammad, I think he was saying, and it works too, because that's what I say I do to mine sometimes, even if we have to pay him.
Oh, my goodness. That's the opposite. The other way to bribe somebody.
No, you can buy, they get paid. No, and I pay by that it works. And they have this certain look on their face, too. Like, pay me, and then they want to get paid for transportation. Got to give them, this is your transportation fee. I ain't lying.
Yeah, they know how to make their dollars. Yeah, they make the
and that's good, though. You know why I don't mind doing that? Teach them how to work, because it's better so they could see. Because, like, sometimes, like, my grandchildren right now, when they need some money or something like that, they say, Grandma, what you have to do? Let me do this here for you so I need some money. And that's good.
Because
that's where we're out there trying to sell drugs and do this and do something wrong and all that kind of stuff. They don't have to do that. They could work to earn it, right?
Yeah,
that's right. They could work for it. That's right. They can work for it. They don't have to do wrong to do that.
That's right.
They don't have to do wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes we need to tell our children like stories, stories about things that don't hang around people that do wrong, like that, because when you hang around people do wrong, then most of the time that you're the one that get caught.
Mm-hmm.
When they get busted, a lot of times you the one that get caught, or either they'll place it and say that you did it.
Yeah, put it on you. That's right.
I've seen that happen to a lot of our young brothers.
Yeah,
I can bear witness to all. I can help to a lot of young brothers. So we need to teach our children that, because, and we need to start teaching them certain things, because we don't know what they're gonna do. Just think, when we was young, mm-hmm. when we was out there, our parents didn't know some of the things we were gonna do, and then so we gotta let them know that where to go, where not to go, if you see it, what to do and what not to do, and how to avoid it and all that, and then let them know when you hear just one word would tell you something. You could, like I would tell somebody, I said, you could walk in your house somebody could walk in your house and you could tell right away. They could say one word and right away that you need to tell them that they have to leave.
Yeah, could you please dismiss yourself from my quarters, from my home?
Yeah. What I do is, like, when I have people like that, I walk some, I open the door and I walk some outside. I said, let's go outside. Don't let everybody in my house.
It's because you're being like the old boy. You say you're being nice, nasty. You're being nice, but yet you're still nasty, nasty attitude, telling the people to get the hell out. Oops. Forgot I'm on Blog Talk Radio Show. But I know what you're talking about.
ATLL, that ain't no bad word. I mean, I never thought that was a bad word.
No, but I'm just, for me to say it in public like this, that's just me. That's me personally. It ain't nobody.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because there's a record that got a preacher put out. He said, "What the hell do you want?" I really couldn't understand. I really couldn't understand about that record until I listened to what he was saying.
He's saying this
when he started teaching. But look, this is what he's saying. Listen, Diane. He said, "What in the hell? What in hell do you want? What do you want in hell?
Oh, what you gonna be looking for when you get to hell?"
No. He said, "What in hell?" The name of the record is "What in the hell?" What in the hell do you want? So it's saying, just like you're saying, well, if you go to the store, why are you going to go to this store? What you want in this store? Yeah, what you going to the store for? They said, "What in the hell do you want? Why you want to go to hell?" Right. That's what it's saying. Why you want to go to hell?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
What in hell do you want? What's so in hell that you want? So he's telling you. Then he was saying, you know, don't do this, don't do that, and don't do that. But the name of the record was, "What in the hell do you want?"
Words make the mind. Words make people. That's true. You know, M.W.D. Muhammad. No, he done. That's why I got my number one book and my number two books, my green books, to look back on and check them out. Say those simple words and things and simple ways and clues to look out for. With something, the way you use, what they call that? I forget, but in sort of coming out, like what you just said, what the H-E-L-L do you want? They'll fix it around in a certain way where you'll know exactly what they're saying. What the H-E-L-L do you want? You know, but instead of saying that, they're fixing it in a way where they say it another way. And then the people who think, you know, they realize what's really being said, and they crack up about it.
Alhamdulillah. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a tafsir that says that every 7 years or so many years, he go in hell and he pull out the believers. He pull out certain
really?
You know, believers, you know.
Oh,
yeah,
that was
a tafsir.
Say,
I was reading
that says,
I hope I'm saying it right, but they say every 7 years, and maybe more than that, but anyway, every so many years, I'm just saying, I think he said 7 years, he go into hell and he pull out the believers. You know, like you might do something wrong, so you're in hell, then he'll pull out the believers. Yeah.
Wow, that's the first time I've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know.
Yeah, here's ask somebody, ask the imam, because I was, and there was a tafsir on that.
Good. Okay.
And I just said to myself, Allahu Akbar. Allah is so merciful. And all the animals, like a dog, he would, and there was a story about a dog that they said they was wondering why the dog was going into heaven. You know, like they said, all the dogs, all the animals, because they automatically submit to Almighty God. They don't, you know, they do everything that's in their nature. The only time a dog won't go into hell is he become, what do you call it, when they get all mad and mean and stuff like that, that rabies or something like that, when they get,
when they get all mad and mean.
Yeah, well, you can't do nothing with them or nothing like that, you know. They said that's the only time that they don't come into heaven.
Well, I guess not. That's an awful disease. It's bad. It's nothing but evil.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. It's not because of disease, because it was because it's evil.
Yeah.
I think basically that's what it was. Yes, alhamdulillah.
Because he's slobbing at the mouth and stuff running down on the side of his mouth, all that rabies serum or germs and stuff, and then he's gonna attack you, this little thing. Oh, that's evil. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah,
there's a parable or explanation or easy way to explain it to people in the Quran, so many places. You know, people don't understand what do you mean by this, that, and other. And then they still don't understand. But there's a passage there.
Alhamdulillah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, let me tell you how good nature is. You know, since we have chickens, you know, and we have chickens. And so, and then we feed the chickens. And so when we feed the chickens, a lot of times they'll leave food for the birds. So the birds will come down. Because I would say, if you sit right there, a lot of times I would hear somebody would say, ooh, I hear a lot of birds in the background. That's because they hang around, you know, because they'll hang around where the food is. And so let me tell you what had happened, though. And so you know that the chickens, they always eagles, you know, they'll come by, you know, eagles and hawks, they'll come by, know, they'll come and pick up the chickens. And so one time he was out, and Allah is my witness, and Shuja too, he was right here too. We was just sitting down in the house, and all of a sudden the chickens, they was in the yard, and all of a sudden these birds start saying, just hollering and screaming, that because they was warning the chickens because there was hawks. There was about two or three hawks floating or circling around up in the sky.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
And I thought that was so beautiful how they was protecting each other. Right.
Mm.
And I said, wow, that was the nature was doing that. I said, alhamdulillah.
Right.
Hmm.
Well, we sort of protect the one another. But
And see, we got to teach our children the reason why how to survive, because, like, if they be out there in the jungle somewhere, you know, people be eating earthworms.
Oh, yeah.
They eat earth and roaches. But they're not the roaches in your house, though. Not the roaches in your house, but the one that's probably out there and right there. And you know the Chinese people, that's why I won't eat their food. You know the Chinese people, they have roach farms. Check it out. They do.
Roach farms?
They have roach farms, yes. They breed roaches or grow roaches, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. And then just to think about it, I think I said it one time, when roaches dries up and you just crumb them in your hand, they'll be like a season, right? And then when it become a season, they have a chemical, so they have, that's the name of that chemical. It really is just roaches. It's just dried up roaches. And then so when you go to the Chinese place, you don't know if that's what you'll be putting over your food, is that roach stuff, short season. It don't kill you. It's high as in protein. Every time somebody says, I said, well, they're high in protein. The cockroaches. No, but I don't eat them. Because in the Holy Quran, the big old cockroaches. But in the Holy Quran,
we call them in New Jersey the cucarachas. They call them big old cockroach, cucaracha.
Oh yeah, and then in the Holy Quran, that's abomination. You're not supposed to eat that. That's abomination.
I guess you're supposed to eat no roaches. Only time I kill one, Allah, please forgive me, but I don't see no benefit I'm getting from this roach, and I don't think it's a sign of something that is not clean enough or some breed them in here, and they don't belong in here, so I'm killing them. Forgive me if I'm wrong.
They said roaches live in. People be saying they don't have roaches. They have roaches. They probably just don't have many as you do. But they have everybody basically have a roach, roaches in their house. The cleanest house have a roach in there.
Wow.
Long as they leave food on the table and leave food somewhere, a roach is in the house somewhere. And they know. How do you say something about a roach? A rat. A rat knows what's up in your house.
Wow. Oh, my.
They know what's up in you. Yeah, they know what's up in your house. Because they know what's up in your house.
Imagine.
Alhamdulillah. So I'll just say those things that we need to teach our children, because our parents taught them, you know, like that. And then they're not letting them read. The children are not reading. Remember the time they said we have to read? They're not reading the book. Look, Daya, the main thing, you can't go to the next grade unless you pass. They took it out of the classroom. Science, reading, and math. If you don't pass those classes and then make a good grade in social study, you do not go to the next grade. And see, the reason why, one reason why they're waiting on us to write, to do the history and stuff like that, because they told a lot about Christopher Columbus. Christopher Columbus, he discovered America. They knew that was a lie. What the Jews did, they said they were the first Europeans, I think, that set here on the United States, you know, like that. But they wasn't. But they didn't discover America. They didn't discover it. And then Christopher Columbus, he took that boat down. That boat went to South America. The Jews, they came here. And you know what they did? You know that's a tapestry too. What they gave everybody on the boat salt water. Talking about it was okay to drink salt water, and they put lemon juice in their water. So that took that to help take the salt out. But they got right now today to find out how Christopher Columbus. He's the only one that didn't die, and they killed everybody on the boat, and they turned that boat around and brought it to America. There was all slaves already down South America already.
Mm-hmm.
And our children knew their history. And they said, what's that saying about if you know your history? I can't remember, but they need to know their history. Oh, they give you a head start in life. Your history gives you a head start in life. Mm-hmm. And that's why our children are having problems, because they don't know their history. It's time.
Excuse me.
And then they need to know too, because I'm trying to get my granddaughter. They need to know the thing about getting that money that is due to us. Did you know that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu wasallam, he abolished all slavery here on the planet Earth. He's the last prophet. He said no more slavery, and that's why. And then I was telling somebody, that's why they could get it. That's why they have to pay us right now, because of the law of the that was against the law of nature. It was a bondage. We didn't supposed to have no more slavery. Everybody agree. And so that's one reason you could go and us as a people could go and could use. Not only in the Constitution and the Amendment, but also on the grounds, on those grounds right there, and everybody agree. So they broke the law. The law was broken. It was broken. That's right. I have my husband say anytime something is broken, you could correct it, something like that. It could be corrected, but a lie. If you tell one lie, you got to tell another lie.
That's right. Come up with a lie you just told. That's right. I believe it wholeheartedly. Yep. Okay, good one. Boy, you have really put this show out some. But I love to hear you talk, though. Good for me.
I told you I didn't used to talk. I couldn't talk. Will you believe that? I couldn't talk. And then my sister, that's what my sisters, when I was in Los Angeles, I had one sister that, you know, we was really good, you know, because she was really smart, and I was just good at doing it, and I helped her. We worked together because she was smart and you know, academics, and I basically did good, you know, dealing with ads and stuff like that. So a lot of times when I got ready to explain something, and what she'll do is, if I pause, then she'll explain it. Then she would tell them for me. She would talk for me. Because I'm always was talking to her, and she would talk for me. And I thought that, and I loved my sisters for that, because I really couldn't talk, and we didn't have speech therapy. Out here, we didn't have speech therapy out here.
Wow.
Yeah, but they have speech therapy now, but we didn't have it. But the thing about it is, we never tease each other. No one never teased you. Never, never. We never tease each other.
Right. Okay.
And then basically understood basically what you were saying anyway too. They understood basically what you were saying.
Yes, this is what you know right then.
And you know what I learned to do? And somebody said that was Ebonics. We were speaking like that, you know. I learned to talk in slangs. I had to learn to talk in slangs. But what helped me is my son. He grew up, and he used to stutter so bad. And then I told him, you know what I told him? I told him, and you could tell it to people that have problems with speech, tell them, say, all you have to do is read. And the first book I read was Message to the Black Man. And when I read that book, it got me. I was be able to hold a conversation. At one time, I couldn't hold a conversation. And I told my son that he just studied real bad. And he started reading. And now, boy, he talked to one of you. If he come on, he should be coming on. You could hear him. You'll never know that he was stuttering. He might just one day might, you know, in his speech. But stutter so bad that, I mean, he just stuttered bad. You couldn't understand a word he was saying. I'm telling you. But when he started reading, that's what that made him was able to speak. Reading. Alhamdulillah. So anybody you see they have a little speech problem, tell them to read. Tell them to read anything. Like Imam Wardi Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, read any, just read. You can read the funny books if you want to. Alhamdulillah. I'm finished.
You said, I'm finished. Can you finish the run? Well, I don't see nobody
else's
head coming up. I don't see nobody else's head coming up. You took the show, girl. You and your experience.
No, I have
a... You and your experience.
No, I have a... I was telling my husband all the time. I said, I don't know how Zaire can hold it down. She holds it down. I can't do that.
Good. Doing just what you're doing. Just start talking, and then you get on different subjects and get other people's input to put in it. And then, you know, and you share your input just in it. And that's how you make it. That's how you make it.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
It gets to be a good time of the year to start having your partner on with you. You know, on the Blog Talk Radio Show, if you got a partner, they go out with you with the conversation of Halloween and all these other subjects. They can look up some pointers, too.
You said my partner.
When I was, you know, when you have people that are interested just like you are. Just like you are, you know, somebody interested just like you are in a certain subject.
Well, but I'm going to
you
be your partner because didn't you say that you wanted to do that or something like that with the students?
Yeah.
With the children?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
All right. I'll help you.
Okay. Okay, good. Alhamdulillah. We're going to get something together. The first thing we're going to do is get something together for the Halloween. We got to lay this down real. So he's talking about goblets and ghosts and all this stuff. Now, I've never been able to even go to sleep after looking at a scary movie. I've never been able to do that. A lot of children look at the scary movie and be dreaming and getting all up under the cover and going to sleep all right. Not me.
I watched them because I looked at – I like to watch those kind of movies because I try to look at anyway, I'll be trying to look at the trick that they be trying to project out, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I watch it. They're interesting. It's kind of interesting to me. And then I just see, and then I try to see Satan at his best to see how he trying to project this, you know, what he be trying to project out to the people, you know, like that, you know, like it's okay. Like he put things on like, oh, it's okay to do this. It's okay to do that, you know. Mm-hmm. Everybody's doing it. And see, that's the world. That's what's wrong with our children. They see, well, everybody is doing it. And that's why we got to be careful what we do around our children. I tell you what happened to my niece. she up there having these homo parties, and then she said she's not, and then her daughter brought a partner home, and she got all upset and mad and everything, and her daughter said, well, you be throwing the parties for them, but she said, but they're not my children. Now, believe me, I do not understand it. And that's what she told him. She's not you. They're not my children. So we just have to be careful. That's all. Alhamdulillah.
That's all.
Yes, Allah, yes. And let them know. One thing we got to let our children know, and because they think they could go so far and they can't come back, and every time you see them, you have to let them. When they do something, you have to let them know. Almighty God will forgive you for all your sins except putting a partner with thee. You do not want to leave this world in that state of mind. Because if you do, you're going to taste hell.
Oh,
unless
yeah.
before you take your last breath that you ask Allah to forgive you, and he might forgive you. That was a story where a brother did that. They said a story where a brother, he committed all kind of crimes and killed all kind of people. I mean, killed everybody. I mean, you know, you know, they got these kind of just shooting and killing, you know, all kind of stuff. And before he died, he asked Almighty God, Allah, to forgive him. And they said Allah forgave him. I said, Alhamdulillah. The Lord knows what's up in your heart. Some people be thinking that they be up there saying, oh, Allah, forgive me. But Allah knows what's up in your heart. Allah knows. Allah knows. Alhamdulillah. You ready to close out, Sister Daya?
Yep. I'm ready to close out. You up?
I'm finished. I'm finished.
I'm finished. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, now, well, it's only 8:38, but we don't have to stay on until 9 o'clock if we don't want to. If don't nobody, the brothers don't have anything to say or want to contribute anything. Because we would open the floor for reparation and other things, too, but they must not want to say anything.
That's me. Gonna be time for us to start bringing our children on. I'm gonna see if I could get and he was gonna come on one day, but something had happened and we didn't have the meeting that day. But I'm gonna see next time if I could bring my dear brother Josiah on.
Josiah.
And see he'll come on. For, you know, come on. I'm going to pay him.
They got it.
My children got it. My grandchildren got it around. Grandma pay good. I do. I pay them. If I get a grown man to clean my yard, the lots, and I give him $125, you know, if my grandchildren could go out there and clean their yard just as clean as he can, then I give them the same thing. I give them $125. Because that's what you're paying for. You're paying for the work. The work is good, right? And that's what I pay. I pay them exactly the same thing. If they could do the work that grown man do, then I pay them. I give them the grown man pay. Alhamdulillah. And see, when you do that, when you treat your children right, when you really need them, they're gonna come. And I does it because that I teach them. I want them to be able to anytime they want to make money, they'll work for it. Not to go out there and deal drugs or do something wrong, you know, and all that, you know, do something wrong to get it. They could do something right and do it. And then they know by me being grandma, I'm always going to have work for them to do, because a lot of things I can't do. When you get a certain age, a lot of things that we as an elder we can't do. Like, you know, because they have that extra strength. They have their strong. Our young people are really strong. And they're smart. I told you what my little 1.5-year-old grandbaby said to Shuja, huh? Did I tell you? You ready to close out, Sister Daya?
If you're ready to, I mean, listen to me, if you're ready to. What is 802, remember, 842? Remember I was saying we could close out after that first hour or not, but we can't if nobody's going to come. Brother, I see one brother that's on. He may want to say something. Or maybe Sister Sharifa, maybe his wife will come on and she might want to read something. But I've done my reading and everything.
Oh, let's see. Oh, yeah, let me see what time it is. Oh, okay. All right. Alhamdulillah. Well, I'm finished. I think I done talked enough.
Well, good. But see how long you can go when you said that you couldn't. See, you couldn't hold it down. You can hold it down. Does anybody else have anything to say? Please put your hands up. Press 1 on your telephone receiver. You're brought into the queue and your mics will be opened. We've had some important as well as exciting topics tonight about the children and in general. So if you want to enlighten us with your precious knowledge, share it with us. Well, okay, let's see. We can talk about even my brother then reneged on me tonight. Suja, he ain't coming on talking about nothing. I say he's resting tonight. Maybe he's been talking about reparation or something on here. It's cold. Is it cold? Well, I don't know about your side of your part of the country, but it's cold here. It's getting cool. Really getting cool. It's time for some heat instead of air conditioning. Remember, Barbados, the Southern Caribbean Island. Who is September 2nd through September the 8th? Yep. Let me see. Okay, we talked about the garden there. No. Well, this is 11/11/23. That'll be November the 11th of this year. Will be the anniversary celebration, bridging generations, embracing our future. Yeah, this is their theme there. That's a. I was thinking that was the Moss Cares. We've had some comments. Civil rights, freedom. Exciting conversations tonight. And just general talk, you'd be surprised how much you can learn. We read Literacy and Social Justice last week or the beginning of it. You can get it all done.
I have one question. I have one question to ask.
Go ahead.
And I like to ask one day asked a Christian this, because on one of the first commandments is stated, you know, that God is basically, you know, saying that God is not a man and don't worship any images. I said, I'd like to know, what is their understanding of that? What is their understanding of that? Because
not worship images.
Yeah. Do not worship any images. You know. Like I said, when I was growing up, we had to learn the Ten Commandments. We had to learn mm-hmm. that. And they never said that. They never said, I'm telling you, they never said Jesus was God. They never mm-hmm. said that. I never mm-hmm. heard them. My uncle got up there. I never heard that until I came into the Nation of Islam, and then I went to church one day when I came back, and then they said it, and my mouth flew open. Mm-hmm. That was the first time I ever heard them say that. And when I came back about 10 years later, but as a child, they never said that.
Well,
And then it's in the Ten Commandments. I'd like to know what their understanding of that. And now they don't even mention the Ten Commandments. Like, I was talking to a Christian, and they said they don't have to honor the Ten Commandments. And then one time we was mm-hmm. in a place where the senior citizen, and I was talking about the Ten Commandments, and they basically almost kicked me out because of the because I spoke of the Ten Commandments.
Really? Where was that? Which state was that in?
No, it's in Louisiana.
Really?
Right, yeah. I was speaking of the, because I was trying to, you know, communicate with them and you know, like, basically you speak on the truth, and then, you know, like, being as Muslim, we honor the Ten Commandments, and so I was just speaking on the Ten Commandments. I was using the Ten Commandments as my subject, and they got highly upset.
Really?
Yeah. And one of them told me
that
I couldn't talk about that.
What other religious group was that you were talking to?
Christians.
Other Christians.
Yeah.
Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ten Commandments. They don't. And then I was talking to someone that would go to church, and they said very, very, it's almost like they don't mention the Ten Commandments anymore.
You don't hear about them, that's for sure. Not like it used to be when I was growing up.
Yeah, and the Ten Commandments, the law that Musa brought down.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The Mount Sinai, yeah.
That's right.
You sure did. Well, according to the days and times, I tell you, it's just like even like just yesterday, these things and words and phrases and people just brought out to us, but to mention their names now, it's like a foreign language, like that nobody ever heard of them. It's the way time is. Okay.
That's happened when they see. We have to remember one thing. The senior citizens, we teach the children. When they put mm-hmm. that, remember, crack, you thought about it. Crack was in almost in full force for almost close to 30 years. That means they
really?
Wiped out the grandma. That means they wiped out us. That means that we was, our generation was on crack.
Yeah,
I was raised, and that means they ain't had nobody to teach the children.
Salam.
Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, I came in. I just wanted to share that with Sister Karan, because I know she brings that up a lot about how they flooded the community with that, you know, they created that crack cocaine, what they call it, the explosion,
like
crack explosion, you know what I mean? And they said the CIA was hooked up with these Latinos, and these Latinos putting it down all over. I know all over L.A. Just ruined L.A. And then they armed these youngsters, and gave them guns and power, so nobody really wanted to rise up against them. I guess what the community did was because Clinton, he said, that's what y'all wanted me to do. That's what y'all was, you know, they criticize Clinton now for mass incarceration and stuff like that, you know. But he'll say, that's what y'all wanted me to do, because these gangs and this crack cocaine and this stuff is, and this murder and stuff was happening so strong here in L.A. that even the community was asking them, you know what I mean? We need, you know, you got to lock these dudes up. So Clinton, says it. That's what y'all wanted me to do. Yeah, but it was something that they had did. They created that.
Right.
They created the whole situation. Oliver North was a part of the Marine Corps, and he came to court. Remember, he had all his Marine badges on and medals. He came in his uniform, but him and them and the lie that they wanted to put over that they fight communists. They fight communists. And they hooked up with those Latinos, and the Latinos are putting that dope all over L.A. And I guess it's just L.A., New York.
Yeah.
All over. Yeah, that's Shaitan, the devil.
Yeah, true.
But I'm just going to say this, Brother Amin, and I'm glad you told me that I... because I might not say it anymore, but just know what helped hurt me the most. I came from a community, you know, and if you grew up in the South, you came from a community, everybody was out, they have everybody, you know, all the old folks. Here I come back. Now here it is, we got about 48, 47, 46, about four different rows of houses, you know how we was living close together. You come back and all the houses are vacant. All the houses are gone. All the houses are vacant. They're just sitting there because they done cracked everybody out. It's just like you go into a ghost town. That's what it is. Like you done walked into a ghost town.
Yeah.
And nobody educating the children.
Yeah, it was tough. All praise be to Allah, you know, and all praise be to Allah that a lot of the Muslims didn't, you know, because of the just our religion and keeping us away from stuff like that, we didn't fall, you know. But I think somebody else got their hand up.
Yes, we have 718. Last four digits for 805. I don't know. This is the Lala. Let me put it in.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes. Wa alaikum salam.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah, that is her. Okay, I thought that was you.
I'm enjoying what I'm hearing.
Me too, because Ron can get this thing going on these drugs and everything. It's a life story, a whole life story.
Mm-mm.
Brother, I mean to chime in on it, and it's really something worth hearing.
Right.
Back trying to come to the beginning of this thing and now to the present and wonder where in the world is going in the future. So if you have something to say about that, if you want to talk about, speak on it, you know, we have more minutes for you to speak on it, Sister Hajah.
Yeah.
Lala.
All I wanted to add is that, you know, many people think they start recreation. That's a drug you can't even consider as being recreation because, I mean, no sooner somebody puffs it, they're ready for another one. So, you know,
I don't know what you mean.
They're ready to take another puff. You know, they say, okay, well, they smoking it because it's recreation or because somebody, you know, gave it to them at the party or something. But you know, that's not true because you can't try no drugs for recreation because it won't be no time for you asking for it again. You know, and I mean, if you know that that's going to happen to you. Ain't no need you trying it because you just look around. You see what it done to other people. And they say, oh, well, you know, we were having a nice time and we decided, and now you're going back for more. And now you're going back for more. You know, and before you know it, like Sister Karan said, the place gets so people sleeping in the crack houses because that's what they turn the condemned buildings into is crack houses. So, you know, I mean, at some years ago when the crack came out and it was a big epidemic, we were, you know, traveling the Reverend Al Sharpton. And we were putting X's on crack doors. So people knew where not to go to. You're looking at a big red on the door. You know, that was a crack house.
Okay.
Now it's closed down, you know. And then not only that, we were looking at a program the other day, and they were talking about, I think it was in Detroit, Michigan, and they were talking about how a lot of the houses were in disarray, and they were, like, closed down because of the epidemic of crack. Some man was, he was a serial killer. He would kill women and put them in one of the crack houses so nobody went looking for them because they didn't know to go. So this clown decided, and Allah must have told him to go, show these people, these police officers where you have them bodies. He said, no, they're talking about he done killed 8 people. He know where all their bodies at. And so they went to the crack houses, and that's where they found them. You know, so, you know, these buildings, that's you have to be careful of them buildings. All kind of things is in them buildings. Once they, you know, they move, everybody move out, and it's so terrible. It's so terrible.
Well, you're talking about it. It's terrible. Yes, it is, but it's still some worth talking about so our youth can be enlightened about it, you know, about it. So not so bad to talk about as far as the conversation and teaching, man. And it still exists. The truth about it, they're still adding more and more on to it, more poison on to it.
Right.
Yeah.
And then
what I was going to say you can read one of your poems or whatever, a couple, because it's 9 o'clock now, and then we can.
Okay.
You can close out if you want to, but you can go ahead and make your statement, your last statement you was going to make.
I was saying the fentanyl is getting up there, too.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Be careful with your fentanyl, you know.
Killed up a lot of them. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So many. Oh, it's so terrible. Them drugs are just so terrible. I can't even fathom anybody wanting to indulge in that. Okay, I'm going to give you all this one here, and then I'm going to close it out. Today,
right,
I just want to thank.
Go ahead, man. Take care.
Okay, is that good?
Yes, I can hear you good. Go ahead.
Today I just want to thank Allah for the gift of life. No requests, no complaints, just thankful to be alive. Amen.
I know that's right, Amen. I mean. Tell you. It's right
that's
there
right.
Within the temple. The whole mouth will.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's for sure.
Okay.
Oh, the God of the Lord, yes, ma'am, I can. Lord of the Lord, the Minister, Tony Rajin, Bismillah, you are man of Rahim. Who Allah will have Lahu Samad, Lamule, Walamula, Walamuku, Kofa Wat Sahad. Amen.
Amen.
And remember
thank
Allah,
you,
Allah, remember you.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thank you, everybody, for coming. I mean, we have a full board. It was worthwhile waiting for and listening to. A lot of us might not have participated, but the information that we got, I'm sure, is not going to be something to go through one ear and out the other, because it's right today, it's right here with us today with our youth. So thank you for coming, and be safe, and look out for that new strain of virus, and take care.
As-salamu alaykum. Alaykum as-salam. Thank you much.